让我们在那边歌唱，让我们满有充满了音乐。
Let there be a sermon.
也让我们一起听讲道。
The Bible passage set for us this morning is very unusual for a joint service.
今天我们要读的圣经是在这样的联合崇拜是非常特殊的。
Our joint services are typically topical and seasonal.
我们通常中英文合堂常常是用专题式的，或者是应时的。
And they're warm and they're friendly. We're together as a family.
是很温暖、很温馨的，而且是很友好的，让我们大家和乐在一起。
But the text set for us this morning comes from our series on Revelation.
但是今天我们要读的圣经是我们启示录这一系列里面的。
Revelation chapter 15 and 16.
是启示录15章跟16章。
And these passages focus on the wrath and the judgment of God.
这两章的圣经却是在神的愤怒、神的审判。
So we have a bit of incongruity.
所以在这边好像有一个不大合适。
We've just celebrated Christmas.
我们刚刚才庆祝过圣诞节。
Presents and family and feasting.
在那边有礼物在那边很多的朋友聚在一起，而且还能够在那边大吃大喝。
We celebrate that God sent His Son to live among us and to die for us.
我们在这边庆祝神把他的儿爱子赐给我们，让我们能够得救。
And in the context of Christmas, the theme today is that God is angry. God is very angry.
但是今天的主题却是神是一个愤怒的神，而且他非常非常的震怒。
The timing is a bit incongruous.
好像这个不大应景。
We're headed into New Year.
我们马上进到新年了。
Parties and optimism.
是很多的宴乐，而且是很正面的，很乐观的。
We will all make resolutions about self-improvement.
我们在那边有一个心愿，让我们自己更多的改进。
Yeah, to lose weight.
减低几磅。
To study harder.
学习，努力学习。
To play computer games less.
我们少玩点电玩。
To be nicer to our family members.
对我们家庭的分子能够客气一点。
To read the Bible more.
多读一点圣经。
To pray harder.
祷告更厉害一点。
It's a time of great optimism because we're just setting out on a new year.
我们是很乐观的，因为我们准备过新年了。
And the theme for today is God is angry, very, very angry.
但是今天的主题是神很生气，神在震怒。
We see the focus of Revelation chapter 15 and 16 in just a couple of verses.
我们来看第十五章、十六章的时候，我们来看两个重点。
Revelation 15, chapter 1, chapter 15, verse 1.
十五章的第一节。
I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign.Seven angels with the seven last plagues. Last, because with them God's wrath is completed.
我又看见在天上有异象，大而且奇，就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
Or chapter 15, verse 7. Then one of the four living creatures...gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God.
最后跳到第七节，四活物中有一个把盛满了活到永远、永永远远之神的大怒的七个金碗给了那七位天使。
And then in chapter 16, verse 1, a loud voice from the temple said to the angels, Go, pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth.
之后到了十六章的第一节，我听见有大声音从殿中出来，向那七位天使说：“你们去，把盛满神大怒的七碗倒在地上。”
These are just three illustrations to make the point that the theme of these two chapters is God's wrath and His judgment against the world.
这几个经节就给我们一个例子，看见神的震怒，而且要倒在这个地上。
And yet it's Christmas.
但是这又是圣诞佳节。
It's New Year.
是新年即将来到。
So this morning I want to take a slightly different approach.
今天早上我用一个稍微有点不一样的来看看。
Normally we study the content of Scripture together.
通常我们是按照圣经一节一节来讲。
This morning we won't do that.
今天早上我们试着不这样讲。
If you want to study the content of Revelation 15 and 16, I refer you to the English Ministry website.
如果你要读好好来读十五章十六章，我建议你去看英语的那个我们的网站网页。
Most weeks I write a devotional to go along with the Bible passage and the sermon.
每个礼拜鲁牧师是把那个这可以把这一个礼拜可以读自己读经的都摆在网站上面。
And this week's devotional is already posted.
那这个礼拜要读的圣经这两章圣经已经在网站上。
And it focuses on the content of these two chapters.
是聚焦在这两章的圣经的里面。
But this morning, what I want to do instead is to address the question of why do we ever even talk about the wrath and judgment of God?
那今天我盼望让我们看见为什么我们要在这边讲这样的题目呢？
You see, even if it weren't Christmas, we wouldn't want to talk about these things.
即使现在不是圣诞佳节，我们也想避免这些题目。
Even if it weren't approaching New Year, we wouldn't want to think about these things.
即使我们不是马上要面对新年，我们也不喜欢讲这些题目。
Why do we talk about the wrath of and judgment of God today?
为什么我们讲到神的震怒，讲到神的审判在今天呢？
But why talk about these things at all?
何必要讲这样的题目呢？
So today I want to sketch out briefly two reasons why we prefer not to talk about these things.
我先给你们两个原因，为什么我们不想讲这些题目。
Two reasons why we shouldn't.
这两个原因让我们不应该讲这个题目。
And then two reasons why we must.
之后再讲到两个原因是为什么我们必须要讲这些。
So two reasons why we prefer not to talk about these things, not to think about these things.
这两个原因为什么我们不愿意讲这些题目。
First of all, we prefer not to talk about the judgment and wrath of God simply because people don't like to hear about it.
头一个原因是因为人不喜欢听这些题目。
By nature, we are pretty much all narcissists.
我们的天性呢是喜欢自我陶醉、自我麻醉的。
We want to think that, well, we think that we're kind of special.
我们想我们是很特殊的。
And maybe we do a few bad things, but essentially we're not bad people. We're good people.
虽然我们小错不断，但是基本上我们还不是太坏。
And we think this about ourselves.
这就是我们想我们自己。
And we would really like it if God would think something similar about us.
那我们特别想神也这样子想我们就好了。
It'd be really convenient if God would overlook the bad things that I do wrong.
我如果我们做错的时候呢，神都忽略了，神都看不见。
Now, honestly, I don't want him to overlook the bad things you do wrong.
我也不希望他看见你的错。
But it'd be really nice if he overlooked the bad things I do wrong.
但是特别是我做的不好的时候，我不希望他看见。
We want a God who believes that no matter how bad we are or how much bad we do, we're basically good people.
我们希望神觉得我不管我们有多糟糕，他希望在他的眼睛我们还可以了。
Right? This is what we think about ourselves, each of us.
这是我们每个人想自己。
And we'd really like God to think something like that about us.
我们也常常想，神也是这样想我们。
We don't like to hear that maybe God doesn't think that way about us.
但是我们不喜欢听神不以为并不是这样看。
Now there's a second reason why we prefer not to talk about the judgment and wrath of God.
另外一个原因我们不想谈这些题目。
As a church, it's very risky for us to talk about these things.
你知道一个教会来讲这样的题目是很危险的。
If people don't like to hear about it, it's difficult for us to talk about it.
如果我们会众听众不喜欢听，那我们就不讲了。
We are pretty much a big church.
我们是一个不算太小的教会。
Maybe not quite yet a mega church, but we're a big church.
但是我们还不算那个最大型的，但是也不算太小。
There was a survey, a professional survey of mega churches in the 1980s.
在1980年的时候，在这些大型的教会的里面，就做了一个问卷调查。
One of the questions asked was,What do you preach about?
有一个问题就是说你们到底讲些什么?
And the theme that came back was this.
回来的答案是这样。
Unconditional positive regard.
是说 神无条件的，而且是关心我们。
In easier language,
这很容易。
The sermons of mega churches communicate this.
就用很简单的话，这个大型的教会就是这样子吸引人。
God thinks you're special.
神觉得你真是宝贝特殊。
And so do we.
我们也觉得你好得不得了。
Now, how do churches get big?
一个教会怎么会变大呢？
You got to attract a lot of people.
你还要吸引这些人呢。
How do churches stay big?
怎么能够大了之后一直保持很大呢？
You got to keep those people coming.
你让那些人可以继续来呀。
And the key to both is unconditional positive regard.
所以呢，讲的就是谁是无条件的，而且都是正面的。
God thinks you're special.
哎呀，神实在觉得你不错啊。
And so do we.
我们也觉得你好得不得了。
And so if we were the, you know, what we could do now is turn toward each other and say, God thinks you're special. And so do we.
我们就说你实在很特别，我也觉得你好棒。
Now I'm not really supposing we should do that. I'm.
我不是说我们要以后这样子。
I mean, I really do think you're special, but we don't want to take time out of the sermon this morning to say that.
我们实在是觉得各位是很特殊，但是我们不是继续这样子讲下去。
So people don't like to hear it, and churches don't normally say it.
所以人不喜欢听，所以教会就不讲。
Those are the two reasons why we don't like to preach about the judgment and wrath of God.
这就是我们为什么不喜欢讲这样的负面的题目。
Let me offer you two offsetting reasons why we must.
但是我特别也跟你提起来，为什么两个原因我们要讲。
Maybe not always, but sometimes.
不是每次都这样讲，但是有些时候。
Take a look at Revelation chapter 15, verse 3.
我们来看十五章第三节。
The end of the verse says this.
在后面半段这样说。
Just and true are your ways, King of the ages.
他说万王之王啊，你的道路义哉诚哉。
And then look down to chapter 16, verse 7, where this idea is repeated in reverse order.
在了十六章的第七节，这个又讲了一遍，是但是顺着这个次序，我又。
True and just are your judgments.
你的判断义哉诚哉。
Just and true
是又公义又真实。
True and just
是真实的、真理的，又是正义、公义的。
God's ways are just and true.
神的道路是公义的，是诚实的。
God's judgments are true and just.
神的审判是真理的，而且是公义公正的。
Now in the detail of this chapter, it explains why the author refers to God's judgments as just and true.
为什么我们来看，为什么说神的审判是义哉诚哉呢？
There's a correspondence he draws between how God's enemies are treating God's people and then how God then treats his enemies.
所以你看见是头一方面是神的仇敌怎么样来对待他的子民，第二方面看见神怎么样对待他的仇敌。
The judgment is true and just because there's a correspondence between the sin and the judgment.
在这边是有一个呼应，是这些罪恶还有神的审判。
The political powers of that day poured out the blood of the martyrs.
到了那个时候，那个政治的力量让圣徒的血流了再流。
And so Revelation says, God will pour out blood for those enemies to drink.
所以在圣经上说的，神的审判让这些仇敌的血能够流尽。
God pours out the bowls of his wrath in 16:2.
在十六章的第二节里面说，神的大怒的七碗要倒下来。
God pours out His wrath in 16:3.
在十六章第三节说到神的震怒要倾倒下来。
God pours out His wrath in 16:4.
在十六章第四节说到神的震怒要神的碗要倒下来。
Why?
为什么？
Because His enemies had poured out the blood of the saints.
因为神的仇敌把圣徒的血也是这样的倒下来。
The judgment matches the sin.
这个审判是跟罪恶是相对。
And so it is just and it is true.
而且也就是公义 跟他的真实是一对。
And more generally, we can affirm the same reality. We preach the judgment of God because God's judgment is just and it's true.
我们要讲到神的审判，是因为神的审判易灾成灾。
It may not be what we want to hear.
可能我们不喜欢听。
It's not soft and gentle.
不是一个很柔软的很温和的。
It's not warm and fuzzy.
不是一个很暖乎乎的，好像毛松松的。
But it's just.
但是是公义的。
And it's true.
是真实的。
You see, if we don't preach the judgment of God sometime,
如果我们不是有些时候来传讲到神的公义跟审判，
if we're afraid to talk about it,
如果我们惧怕而不去提这些题目，
We're implying that his judgment is neither just nor true.
就说到我们对神的审判，不觉得他的审判是易灾成灾。
Where's the first time in the Bible we hear that?
我们在圣经最开始的时候听见什么？
That God's judgment is not just and true.
是神的判断，不是易灾，公义又真实。
Remember what the serpent said to Eve in Eden.
你记得那个古蛇在伊甸园对夏娃讲什么？
Surely you will not die.
你绝对不会死的。
We affirm with God, not with Satan, that his judgments are just and true.
我们不是跟撒旦认同，我们是跟神站在一边。
So we talk about these things from time to time.
所以在有些时候，我们要把神的这一方面带给弟兄姐妹。
First of all, because they're just and they're true.
因为他是公义的，是真实的。
Now there's a second and a happier reason why we talk about the judgment of God.
那另外第二个原因是让我们比较高兴的原因是这样。
In Scripture, we consistently see that whenever God warns people of judgment, He does so to invite them to repent.
每一次在圣经的里面，神说到他要审判的之前，他先邀请他们能够悔改。
See here in chapter 16, verse 9.
在16章的第九节，
John notes, they refused to repent and glorify God.
在这边说，有些人并不悔改，将荣耀给神。
You see again in 16:11.
在16章11节又看见，
they refused to repent of what they had done.
他们不愿意悔改。
In that case, they refused. Twice they refused.
在这边，他一而再，再而三的不悔改。
But note this: twice they were given the opportunity.
对不起，是两次，他神给他们机会。
Even more than twice, every one of these judgments was God's invitation to them to repent while there was still time.
事实上在神每一次要审判之前，神都给他们机会让人有机会悔改。
They turned down the opportunity to repent.
但是人去放下，神弃绝神给的机会。
But at least they had the opportunity.
但是至少他们曾经有这样的机会。
And so we are not silent about the coming judgment of God.
所以我们不能够讲到神将要来的审判，我们不能够沉默。
Both because it's just and true.
是因为是公义的，是真实的。
And because it provides opportunity to repent.
而且神给我们的机会，我们要告诉弟兄姐妹。
Think about it this way.
我们这样来想想。
Often when we share the gospel, we talk about positive motivations to become a Christian.
我们每次在传福音的时候，我们就讲到正面到底有什么好处。
Come to Christ and find meaning in life.
啊，这样子你来到耶稣基督面前，你就发现你人生的意义。
Come to God and He will look after you in crisis.
啊，你来到神面前，神就照顾你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
And wants a relationship with you.
愿意跟你有一个个人的关系。
And all of these are fine.
这些都对的。
But maybe you've had people say to you as they've said to me.
很可能有些人对你这样说，也这样对我这样说。
I have meaning in life. I don't need God.
我人生已经有意思了，我有一种意义，我根本不需要他。
I'm not in crisis. I don't need God.
我不在基督耶稣的基督里面，我不需要他。
My family loves me. I don't need God.
我的家庭，我的家人都喜欢我，我根本不需要神呢。
So we preach the positive motivations for coming to God.
所以我们讲到正面的好处。
But we also preach the negative motivations.
我们也需要讲到在负面的害处。
The judgment of God is coming.
是神的审判必定要来到。
But you can avoid it.
但是你可以能够避免。
Throw yourself on the mercy of God.
把我们自己投身在神的怜悯上面。
And claim Christ's death for your sins.
而且你在这边宣告耶稣基督的死是为着我的。
So as the occasion arises, we do preach the judgment and wrath of God. We don't avoid them.
所以我们有些时候我们要提到神的审判跟神的愤怒。
Because it is just and true.
因为是公义又是正直的。
And because it provides opportunity to repent.
而且给我们机会来到神面前悔改。
Let me wrap all this up.By drawing it back to Christmas and New Year.
让我现在最后合回这个合回圣诞节跟新年。
Even Christmas makes no sense apart from the wrath and judgment of God.
即使是圣诞节也不必要也不需要躲避神的审判跟神的愤怒。
A scholar by the name of H. Richard Niebuhr once mocked the liberal gospel of the 1800s.
这边有一个神学家，他是这样的对这些自由派的神学的一个定论。
And he put it like this.
他这样说
：A God without wrath.
如果一个没有愤怒的神
，brought man without sin.
带进来的人是没有罪的人。
Into a kingdom without judgment,
是一个没有审判的国度
through the ministry of Christ without a cross,
是基督的这个服事却没有十字架
If we avoid the reality that God is angry about sin,
如果我们躲避神对罪恶的愤怒
then we have to avoid the fact of sin.
我们就要逃避，我们就要避免提到这个犯罪的事实。
We have to avoid the concept of divine judgment at all.
所以我们就躲避这个神末日的一定要有的审判。
And we have no explanation for the cross of Christ.
我们就没有对十字架就没有什么解释。
Christmas makes no sense without the wrath of God.
圣诞节如果没有提到神的公义震怒的话，圣诞节也没什么意思。
And during the first Christmas, in the town of Bethlehem, King Herod came and slaughtered infants.
在头一个圣诞节，耶稣基督降生的时候，希律王去残杀这些孩子们。
Probably about 20.
很可能二十个。
Probably about the same number as died in Newtown, Connecticut.
很可能跟在康州的新城杀害的孩子差不多是数目。
Why would God send His Son into that sort of world?
为什么神把他的儿子差遣生在那种样的地方
？About three decades later,
三十年之后
，at Golgotha,
在哥哥他
，another King Herod slaughtered Christ.
另外一个希律王却把耶稣基督杀掉。
Why would God send His Son into our world, knowing that's what was going to happen to Him?
为什么神把他独生子送到地上来，知道这种样的事情会发生
？There's only one explanation.
只有一个解释。
Christ came to bear our sin.
是基督降世为要承担担待我们的罪。
He came to bear the wrath and judgment of God.So that we don't need to.
是他来背负神的审判跟神的愤怒，好叫我们不受。
Christmas makes no sense without the wrath and judgment of God.
如果不提神的震怒，不提神的审判，圣诞节是没有意义的。
And the wrath of judgment of God also speak to New Year.
而且神的审判跟震怒也让我们想到新的年头。
This year. Some people thought that maybe the world was going to end in coinciding with the Mayan calendar.
啊，这个美颜这个族他们的一种鼓励，说到很可能今年就我们就世界末日了。
And that was silly. The Mayans never predicted the end of the world.
啊，事实上人根本就猜不到。
But this text reminds us that one day the world will end.
但是这边的经文告诉我们，清楚告诉我们，世界有一天要结束。
We have a great opportunity now to start a new year.
我们现在有一个很好的机会来开始我们的新年。
To turn over a new leaf.
我们开始新的一页。
To ensure that the future is better than the past.
让我们肯定我们的未来比过去更好。
But this text reminds us to take those opportunities seriously.
这一段的圣经提醒我们要很严肃地来面对。
Because one day, there will be no more new opportunity.
因为有一天就不再有机会了。
No do-overs anymore.
不可能再重来一次了。
No more another chance to do better.
不再有机会能够再改进一点了。
So the wrath and judgment of God remind us to take this new year seriously.
所以神的震怒跟审判提醒我们很严肃地面对这个题目。
Let me end with this invitation.
让我这样的邀请你。
Christmas reminds us.
圣诞节提醒我们。
Not just of the wrath and judgment of God, but of the opportunity He provides for forgiveness.
不光是神的审判跟他的怒气，而且说到他给我们的机会，给我们悔改的机会。
New Year reminds us of the new beginnings that are still available, not only in the new year, but in Christ.
新年给我们一个机会，是我们不光是有一个新的日子，而且是一个新的机会，能够有耶稣基督。
If you have never entered into the forgiveness of Christmas, do so today.
如果我们从来没有在圣诞佳节的时候有一个被赦免或者赦免人的心。
And if you have never begun a new life with Christ as Savior and Lord,
从来如果你从来没有接受耶稣基督有他的新生命的话
，do so today.
你可以接受他为你的主，今天来接受。
Let it never be said of any of us that we were invited to repent and refused.
让我们中间没有人是被邀请，但是被拒绝。
Let this be the day, because it can be the day.
让今天是这样的一个日子，因为今天是可能这样成为这样的一个日子。
Let this be the day that you escape the wrath and judgment of God.
让今天是这个日子，我们可以躲避神的愤怒和审判。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we praise you and worship you for the truths of Scripture.
主，我们赞美你，我们向你祷告，我们承认圣经的真实。
For the joy of Christmas.
在圣诞节的喜乐里面。
For the hope of a new year.
在新年的盼望里面
，We praise and worship you also for the warnings of Scripture.
我们在这边敬拜你，也谢谢你把这些警告赐给我们。
And may this Christmas we find hope in Jesus.
让这一个圣诞节，我们认识在基督耶稣里面的盼望。
May this new year we find new beginnings in Christ.
让这个要来的新年，让我们在基督耶稣里面。成为一个新的开始。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.